Okay. Rav Moshe, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Shivrei Kalim today because I'm trying to focus my attention on Kol HaKalim. And we'll start with the Mishnah and Daf Kuf Chav Dal and Amid Beis. The Mishnah records a machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Kol HaKalim HaNitolim B'Shavah Shivreim Nitolim Imoyim. So the Mishnah is Matir Shivrei Kalim as far as Tiltal is concerned. Ubilvad, but with one condition, Shehei Osin Me'ein Malach. And the Mishnah gives a few examples. Shivrei Areva Lechasos Benes Piachavis. Shivrei Zchukis Lechasos Ben Es Piachapach. So as long as we could find some use for the Shivrei Kalim, then they're Mutav Tiltal. That's the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ubilvad Sheyu Osin Me'ein Malachta. It's not enough that you could find some far out use for the Shvarim. You need it to be Me'ein Malachta. And he gives examples. He says, Shivrei Areva Lotzuk Lesochan Mikva, Mishal Schuchis Lotzuk Betochan Shemen. So you're not just using it for a bottle cap, you're using it as a receptacle, which is Me'ein Malachton. It's similar to the original Malacha before it was destroyed. And at this point, the Gemara offers two Lashonos as to how to understand B'mai Pligi, what is the case that they're arguing about? Are we talking about the Shivrei Kalim that were broken on Erev Shabbos, or they were broken on Shabbos? So let's go through the two Lashonos in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, according to the Lishna Kama, Machlokesh and Nishbru Me'erev Shabbos. What is the Machlokesh? Demar Sovar Me'ein Malachton In. Me'ein Malach Acheres Lo. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Shivrei Kalim that broke on Erev Shabbos are only Mutter Betiltal if the Me'ein Malachton. Umar Sov the Chachomim hold Afilu Me'ein Malach Acheres. Al Nishbru B'Shabbos Divrei Akol Mutarim Hoel Umuchanim Al Gabi Aviem Mutter. So let's focus our attention for a moment on the sheet of the Chachamim. And hopefully we'll be able to come back to Rabbi Yehuda a little bit later. According to the sheet of Chachamim, the Kli broke on Erev Shabbos, and the Shivrei Kalim are Ru'uyim to some Malacha. L'chasus behen es pi achovis. L'chasus behen pi hapach. And that's enough to remove the Iser Tiltal. And it would seem that the conclusion that we want to derive from the Shitas Chachamim is that the Shem Kli is not Paka. That even though it's broken, since it has some use, therefore Lo Paka Bimenu Shem Kli, and therefore it's Mutu B'Tiltal. If it's Nishbru, and that's something that Rabbi Yehuda does not tolerate, but if it's Nishbru B'Shabbos, then even Rabbi Yehuda has a svara that since there was a hachana on Erev Shabbos, the hachana is not paka, even though the kli is only roy for some malacha acheres. And the Gemara asks a kash on this from a brisa, and then the Gemara comes up with the second lishna, Ela I itmar hachi itmar. Om Rabbi Yehuda Mishumach Lokas Nishbru B'Shabbos. In other words, according to the second Lishna, there's no machlokas about Erev Shabbos. It's mutter, even though it's only roy l'malach acheres. It's not me'ein malachta. The machlokas revolves around the status of the kli when it breaks on Shabbos. Does the original hachana of mivod yom extend even to the shivrei kelim? And the chachamim say yes, and Rabbi Yehuda says that it's nolad. So what I would like to do in order to try to make some progress in this sugya is to sort of cut out nolad for the time being. And let's just focus on the status of the kli. According to the Lishna Kama, the status of Shivrei Kalim Whether it has the status of Kli or not is a subject of Machlokas Shin Chachom and Rabbi Yehuda. Chachom old, it's got some sort of use, even though it's not made Malachton, and therefore it still retains its status as a Kli. There's no issue tilt. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you need main Malachton. So according to Lishna Kama, they're really arguing fundamentally about whether Shivrei Kelim have the status of a Kli. And in the Lishna Basra, Kuli Avalo Pligi, even Rabbi Yehuda's moda that Shivrei Kelim have the status of a Kli. The Machlokas in the Lishna Basra is that Rabbi Yehuda holds that despite the fact that it has the status of a Kli, it's no lot, and therefore it never had a Achana. I had Achana Mibod Yom, Panim Chadosh is Ba'olakam. So that's a secondary Machlokas from our perspective. Oh, Chas V'Shalom, I don't mean it's a secondary issue, but as far as our question, what we want to focus on today, namely, what's the status of Shivrei Kelim? Are Shivrei Kelim considered Kelim, or are they not Kelim? That issue, if we cut out the Nolad part, is in the Lishna Kama, that's Gufa the Plukta between Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda. In the Lishna Basra, Kuli Avalo Pligi, even Rabbi Yehuda admits that Shivrei Kelim are Kelim. The only problem that he has is Nolad. That maybe the Hachana, but in and of itself, if the Kli breaks on Erev Shabbos, according to Lishna Basra, even Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Shever is a Kli. And therefore, it doesn't require any achana, and there's no Issur Tilt. Only what, but the problem that I have, says Rabbi Yehuda, if it breaks on Shabbos itself, because then Panim Chadosh is Ba'olakam. But in and of itself, Shivrei Kelim are Kelim and don't require achana. The only thing is, if a new Kli comes into the world that didn't exist on Erev Shabbos, so even though you don't need an active Hachon on Erev Shabbos in a case of a Kli, but we always say that it's Muchan Me'alehem, there is some din of Hachonah, but Bamed Varmur says, Rabbi Yehuda, if that object still exists, if it was replaced by a different object, so the Hachonah that was Chal on Kli A has no relation to Kli B. That's the Nolad part of the sugya. But on Erev Shabbos, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the Shivrei Kelim are Muchanim, even though the best you could do with them is to use them not the way they were originally created, not for the purpose that they were manufactured, if you will, but for some secondary purpose, like Lachasus Behen Espia Chavis Espia Pach. And that even Rabbi Yehuda accepts in the Lishna Basra. In the Lishna Kama, Rabbi Yehuda is not willing to accept that. But the Chachomim, and that's the way we paskin, will accept that Shivrei Kelim are not mukt. So that's what you have on your page, which takes us all the way through, pretty much through the Gemara, until the second major section on your page. Now, the Gemara Vaita on the same daf has a different discussion. And here too, the Gemara is trying to compare and contrast Kelim with Shivrei Kelim, which, as we saw, according to Rabbi Yehuda in the Lishna Kama, is a fundamental distinction. Because Rabbi Yehuda never embraced in the Lishna Kama the equation between Kelim and Shivrei Kelim. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda in the Lishna Kama, even though Erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos, I had Shivrei Kelim, and it has a function, nevertheless, it's not the original function of the Kli, and therefore it's not a Kli. And the Hachana won't work. Again, you want to be Miyachidit, that's something else. But Kol Zman, he wasn't Miyachidit, it's not a Kli. Is there another distinction between Kelim and Shivrei Kelim? So if you take a look at the sugya of Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel on the same daf regarding Magufas Chavis Shenichteta, so we're talking about a Chavis Shenishbara, and you have a Kisui which is now Shivrei Kelim. The Gemara says that Im Zarkali Ashpa Asur. Okay? And Maskifla Rav Papa Elamiata, Rav Papa misunderstood. He thought that based on this Gemara, Zarekle Leglime Hachinami Diyasur, we've discussed this Gemara in the past, what happens if you have a full keli, you have a garment of clothing, and you chuck it in the garbage, is therefore it's Asur? Do I equate Magufas Hachavis with a Glima? And the Gemara says, Rav Papa says, no. Elam Rav Papa, and this goes on to the next daf. Im zarka mibod yom li ashpa asura. That's only with regard to magufas chavis, but with regard to glima, that for sure, as Rav Papa laid down in his premise, he didn't even question it. Even though zarka li ashpa is nevertheless its mutter. And Tosus here on Kuf Chaf Hei Amid Aleph, as we've pointed out many times in the past, says zarka li ashpa mibod yom. So I took a kli and I threw it in the garbage on Erev Shabbos, and it's not muksa. Tosus says, but if I have magufas chavis, which is a broken kli, then it's considered muksa. So we see here clearly a fundamental distinction between kelim and shivrei kelim. In the case of glime, that's a kli. It's not broken, it's in its perfect state, you can use it. And then there's no such thing as dechia v'yadayim. Even if Erev Shabbos, he takes the kli and he throws in the garbage, it doesn't make any bit of difference. It has a shame kli to it. But comes Shivrei Kelim, and here the Gemara says that it depends on what you did with the Shivrei Kelim. If you took the Shivrei Kelim and you threw him in the Ashpa, then it's Asur B'Tiltum. But if the Shivrei Kelim were not thrown away, even though it broke an Erev Shabbos, it doesn't matter. Going into Shabbos, it has a function. It can be used, as we said before, to cover a bottle. And therefore, it's not mukta. When does it become mukta? When I take it and I throw it in the ashpa. Because that's magufas chavis. Magufas chavis is shivrei kelim. And if I throw it in the ashpa, then it's mukta. But if I have a glime, which is not shivrei kelim, but it's a kli, shalem or gamor, then despite the fact that I threw it in the garbage, there's no such thing as dechia v'yadayim with kelim. And that applies even Erev Shabbos, says Tosfos. So what I'd like to understand, this is our goal for today, these are two questions, along with Rav Eliezer style, you know, two questions for today. My first question is, I want to understand, what is the machlokus between Rav Yehuda and Chachamim, and we'll focus most of our attention on the Lishna Kama. And my second question is, what's the difference in the case of Zarka Ba'ashpa between Shivrei Kelim and Kelim? And maybe we can make a totality out of it. Very often, the Gemara equates the laws of Kelim here in Perek Shvatzrei with the laws of Kabbalah's Tum. Keli is Makabal Tum. Pakashem Kli, it's not Makabal Tum. So what we want to do is stretch our arm out to Hilchas Tumas Kelim, and we want to answer the following question. What is the status of Shivrei Kelim as far as Kabbalah's Tum is concerned? And the Rambam is very outspoken about this. The Rambam in Hilchas Kelim, in two places, addresses this question. What's the status of Shivrei Kelim? Does it have a Shem Kli? Is it Mekabel Tuma? Or is it Pok Hashem Kli? And therefore it's not Mekabel Tuma. In Perek Yud Ches, the Hilchas Kelim, the Rambam in Halacha Yud says the following. And you have it on your page, it's the third source. Kol HaKelim Shenishberu. If the Kli breaks, the nifsida tsurasan. Interesting phrase. The Rambam says that every kli has a tsura to it. I would say it has some sort of a shape that you identify that object as a kli, and you know that this object has a function. Every kli has its own tsura. What's nishbara? How do you define nishbara? Says the Rambam. Nifsida tsurasan. Says the Rambam. Ein shivrei mekablim tuma. The Rambam says that once it loses its tzuras hakli, is pak Hashem kli, and it's not mekabel tuma. And the Rambam adds an important chiddush: afal pi shaoson hashvarim ruuyim letashmish. Even though the shever has a function, so you can use it to cover a kli. To cover chavis and pach, whatever it is. So the Rambam name, it's not enough that the kli is a kli tashmish. You need the tzuras hakli. Every kli has its tzura, and nifsida tzurasan is pak Hashem kli, and it's not makabel tuma. So the Rambam, even though it still has a function. And Rabbosai, if I would stop here in the Rambam, and I would go back to our sugya and kufka of Dalit and Shabbos, like I'm tiltul Caleb and Shabbos, I would say that Rabbi Yehuda is correct. Rabbi Yehuda the Lishna Kama. Rabbi Yehuda the Lishna Kama says, Nishbara Erev Shabbos, even though it has a function, it's Asur Betiltul. Why? Because Paka Shem Kli. And what's Mafkir the Shem Kli? Nifsida Tzurasam. The original Tzuras HaKli is gone. Says Rabbi Yehuda, if you could do me ain malachton, if this what does he call it, an areva, if the areva still looks like an areva and it still has a receptacle to it, all right, you've sort of shortened it a little bit, but nevertheless it still has the basic tzuras hakli, is then Rabbi Yehuda says it has a shem kli, then it's not osur b'tiltul. But once it's nifsedat tzurasan, Rabbi Yehuda says that kabbalas tuma in hilchas kelim sets the paradigm for what's considered, what constitutes hafkas shem kli, shivrei kelim insofar as nifsedat tzurasan paka shem kli, they're not makabal tuma. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the same thing should apply to Shabbos.
Men the broken Shabbos
Yeah, because it has a hachana nivodja. And Rav Yehuda doesn't accept in the Lishna Kama, no.
But it's still a shirei kelim.
It doesn't matter. It's agav avir. Somehow the hachana is not puk. We can't be mafkia the hachana of Erev Shabbos. Okay? So Marty, maybe we'll come back to that point, but that's not what I'm focusing my attention on today. I just want to focus on whether or not Tumas Kelim is the paradigm for Shabbos. Is Rabbi Yehuda in the Lishna Kama fits very well. But then the Rambam continues. The Rambam says that this rule that we've established is not true universally for all Kelim. And the Rambam says that the halacha changes with regard to Shivrei Kli Cheres. Kli Cheres, says the Rambam, has a special halacha. Chutz mi Shivrei Kli Cheres, says the Rambam, Shem Hoya Bahen Cheres, Haroi Lekabel, Harezem Mekabel Tuma, Shenemar Vechol Kli Cheres, Mipi Ashmu Alamdu, Shezelo Ba El Laravos, Shivrei Kli Cheres. Wow. The Rambam introduces a brand new halacha. When does Hefsei Tzura, wait, we'll get a chair here. When does Hefsei Tzura Mafkia the Shem Kli? That's regard to Caleb the Alva. All Caleb. The exception is, Rabbi also said, the exception is going to be what? Kli Cheres. In Kli Cheres, the Rambam has a separate pasuk, a Yitura Dekra, to teach me that as long as the Cheres can be used for something, even though it's Shivrei Kelim, it's Mekabel Tuma, and that's the special status of Kli Cheres. Is Rabosai, let's say I have a Kli Cheres and it breaks and I can use it as a bottle cap. Is it Mekabel Tuma, says the Rambam. We'll see that song, it's arriving in, but the Rambam says it's Mekabel Tuma. Why? Because of a separate halacha in Kli Cheres.
The usage as a, to stock to cover a bottle top, to use as a bottle top, that doesn't require a base kibble, though. Doesn't the Rambam say that it has to have a base kibble?
I don't think the Rambam means a base kibble. I think the Rambam means that you could put something on it, even if it's flat. Because otherwise we have to understand what's the difference between Kli Cheres, Shivrei Kelim the Alma, and Shivrei Kelim the Kli Cheres. And I think the difference is, if I'm reading the Rambam correctly, that in case of Shivrei Kelim the Alma, even though it has some function, nevertheless, it's not Makabel Tuma. Why? Because Nifsida Tzurasan. Every Kli has to have its Tzura. I think it would have, you know, in our terms, we would say it has description, it has a Torah HaKli, and once it's broken, it doesn't have a Torah HaKli. Says the Rambam, it's not Makabel Tuma, with the exception of Kli Cheres. What I'm left with is a small piece of Cheres, it doesn't at all look like a Keli, it doesn't have its Tzura, its Torah, and the Rambam says, this is Gzeres HaKosev, it's still a Kli, and it's Makabel Tuma. Yisdach Rabosai, what does Kli Cheres remind us of? In other words, what association should we have now with Kli Cheres getting back to Asugin Shabbos? Anybody have in mind what I mean? In other words, let's say that the din of Kabbalah's Tumah and Kelim would exhaust itself in Kli Cheres. There are no other Kelim. What would that become a paradigm for now?
The Chachamim would say the Talmud that we learn all Kelim from Kli Cheres.
That the Chachamim use Kli Cheres as the paradigm for Tiltul Kelim on Shabbos. Meaning, if you want to know whether Shivrei Kelim have a shame Kli or don't have a shame Kli, is there a button and say Klach Lecha Itzel Kli Cheres? Kli Cheres becomes the paradigm for Shabbos, because when the Chachamim established these in Tiltul on Shabbos, they looked, so to speak, up and down and tried to find some possibility, some peg to hang their head on, that despite the fact that it's a Shevra Kli, it still has a shame Kli to it. And the takdim, you know, the precedent that they found was Kli Cheres. Rabosai, if this be the case, then Kli Cheres, according to the Chachamim Shita, sets the tone that on Shabbos, when there are abundant Asa and Kalim, they said that as long as the Shever has some sort of purpose to it, I can do something with it, some Malacha Kaldu, I would call it, then it maintains its shame clue. Rabbi Yehuda is not impressed with that. But Rabosai, if this be the case, then it comes out like this. As far as Kalim, the Alma, your general Kali, is concerned, the Kli has to look like a Kli. I call it a Cheftza Shel Kli. It's got to be a Kli. That's what you see, and that's what you identify, and it's got a Tar Kli. As far as Shabbos is concerned, we look to Kli Cheres, say the Chachamim, and we find a new Alok in Kli Cheres, that as long as it has a function, it still maintains its Shem Kli, and therefore it's not Makabal Tuma, and therefore there's no Isur Tiltul. It doesn't have a Tzuras HaKli. The answer is, but it has a Shimush. If I could use it, then even though the Cheft itself doesn't look like a Kli, it's Nifsed HaTzurasam, to use the Rambam's language, nevertheless, the Shimush itself engenders the Shem Kli. In other words, Rabosai, we now have two different criteria for what is considered a continuation of the Shem Kli with regard to Shivrei Kelim. And if you ask me, does Shivrei Kelim maintain the Shem Kli as a general rule as far as Tumah is concerned, the answer is no, because Shivrei Kelim are lacking the Tzuras HaKli. But if you ask me, does Shivrei Kelim have a Shem Kli Tashmish, meaning, is it usable? Does it have a function? Insofar as it has a function is concerned, we can call it a Kli Tashmish, although we can't call it a Kli Bechefta. It doesn't have the Tzuras HaKli, it's Nifsed HaTzurasam. The Kli Tashmish, nevertheless, might be enough to maintain the Shem Kli. Meaning, in its original state, the Kli had two advantages to it, two characteristics. It looks like a Kli, it's got the completion and the form of a Kli, and at the same time it has a function. But now we drop down one level. We X out the Tzuras HaKli, but we're left with the function of the Kli, it's got a Kli Tashmish. Is that enough to maintain and continue the Shem Kli? Stuck in Hilchus Tumas Kelim, it depends. If it's a Kelim, the Alma, Zok the Rambam, since it's Hefzed Shem Tzuras HaKli, it loses its Shem Kli, and therefore it's not Makabel Tumah. If, on the other hand, you're taking the perspective of Kli Cheres, in Kli Cheres, as long as it's a Kli Tashmish, even though it's not a Hefzed Shel Kli Mitzuraso, nevertheless it has a Shem Kli, and therefore it's Makabel Tumah. And now we have the question, how do we transfer this over to Hilchus Kelim and Shabbos? Do we say that the standard and the criterion for Kelim and Shabbos is Kelim di Alma? And if so, once it's Hifsed Hashem Tzuras Kli, it doesn't have a Shem Kli, and therefore it's also a Tiltul? Or do we say, nein, since it has the status of a Kli Tashmish, the likes of which an Ilkas Kalim operates sufficiently in Kli Cheres, that's enough to call it a Kli as far as the Isur Tiltul is concerned. And the Chachamim say that we're going to stretch our arm out to Kli Cheres, that's going to be our criterion, and since it has the status of a Kli Tashmish, which means malacha, that itself, even though hufsada tzuras hakli, maintains the shame kli, and therefore there's no isa tilt. And if I think of the Rambam earlier in Hilchus Kelim, this is in Perek Hay, the Rambam in Perek Aleph in Hilchus, I'm sorry, Halach Aleph in Perek Hay Hilchus Kelim, which is probably the longest Rambam in the books, in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says, Kol HaKelim Ein Mekablim Tumasam Ad Shetigmar Malachton. And the Rambam goes into detail with regard to every single kli. What's considered the Gemar Malechas kli, so that it be Makabel Tumah because it has the Tzuras HaKli. And then the Rambam writes, which you'll see on your page, Kli Eitz, or Kol Kli, the different Gersos, She'ein Olav Tzuras Kli, Afal Shpisha Mishtam Shimbo, Eino Makabel Tumah. So the Rambam in Perek Hey establishes two halachas. I mean, if you take Perek Hay together with Perek Yudches. In Perek Hay, the Rambam says that in the manufacturing of the kli, it's got to have a tzuras kli. And the way you make the kli, and the way the toar kli, or the tzuras kli, that defines the shame kli. And then the Rambam says, but shivrei kelim, since they don't have the tzuras kli, therefore they're not makabel tumah. But says the Rambam in Kli Cheres, there's a special halach that if I manufactured the Kli out of Cheres, and it had a Tzuras Kli, and the Shem Kli was Chal through the manufacturing, the creation of the Kli, then even though it broke, and you're left with Hufsada Tzuras and Shalak Kli, nevertheless the halach of Kli Cheres, that we learn from a special Gzeres HaKosuv, allows me to continue to maintain the Shem Kli, even after the Tzuras HaKli is Hufsadah, and after the Nishbar HaKli Cheres. So again, let's just summarize it. We now have, with regard to Kelim D'Alma, a double requirement. Tzuras HaKli, according to the Rambam that defines the Heftz of the Kli, is not just a requirement in the what I look at now, but even in the original manufacturing the Kli. Unless the Kli had a Shem Kli, meaning it had a Tzuras HaKli, there's nothing to talk about. It's not Makabel Tumah. But if I manufactured and had a Tzuras HaKli, says the Rambam, as far as all Kalim, with the exception of one, it has to maintain the Tzuras HaKli. Once the Tzuras HaKli is gone, it's Shivrei Kalim, it forfeits its Shem Kli, and it's no longer Makabel Tumah. But in Kli Cheres, I only require the first Tanai. Namely, that in the original manufacturing of the Kli, it was created with the Tzuras HaKli. Says the Rambam, once it was created with the Tzuras HaKli, and the Shem Kli was engendered, then the Kli, as long as it has some function, even though it broke, and Hufsada Tzuras HaKli, it's still Mekabel Tumah if it has any Shimush called who because of the shame tashmish hakli. Is that if we take the halach of Kli Cheres and we graft it onto Shabbos, then we say the following: that every Kli in Shabbos has the same din as Kli Cheres in Kabbalah's Tumah. Meaning, if you created a Kli and that Kli was created with a certain surah to it, is that the shame kli is invested in the kli, even if it breaks, as long as it has the status of a kli tashmish, meaning it can be used at some function, is the chachamim shita is against Rabbi Yehuda that it's muta betiltel, it maintains its shame kli, even though in kelim d'alma, if I would maintain my comparison to tumah, it would not be makabel tumah because it forfeits a shame kli. But in Hilchos Shabbos, they lowered the standards of a shame kli to reflect that of a kli cheres. And therefore, even though hufsada tzuras hakli, as long as it has the status of a kli tashmish, it's got its shame kli. It maintains its original claim shame kli because it was created as a kli. It originally had a tzura. It was a cheftish kli. Now it's got a tashmish, even though it doesn't have a tzura. Yistach, it has a shame kli, and therefore it's mutter betiltel. Rabbosai, if that be the case, then maybe I can understand the difference between kelim and shivrei kelim as far as zarkon li'ashpus concerned. If you have a complete kli, like a glima, and you take it and you throw it into the garbage, since in chefta, it's a chefta shal kli, it has a tzuras kli, there's no dechiya b'yadayim in kelim. You can't be dochiya yadayim. you'd have to break the kli into its smaller particles in order to remove the hachana that's mele built into the kli. The shame kli engenders the hachana and blocks any possibility of muktzah. I don't care if you take it and throw it in the garbage. There's no such thing as dechia v'yadayim on a kli. But the medvar of amurim, says the Gemara, a glima which has a full shame kli. It has a tzuris kli, it has a toar kli, and now you took the glima and you threw it in the garbage, is dechia v'yadayim is meaningless. Vala daitaitzel kol adam, it has a shame kli, it's mukhan, and dikdamaisa. But if it's shivrei kelim, for example, magufas hachavis, and it's broken, now you want to tell me that what it has a shame kli. Why? Because it has a tashmish. I can use it as a bottle cover. Tashmish is ready. It's not a cheftz shel kli. Tashmish means that I have use from this object. If I take the object and I throw it into the garbage, and I make a public declaration that for me it doesn't have any tashmish, that already removes or blocks the possibility of the shame kli as a shame kli tashmish. So let's just summarize. When we have a full-fledged kli, and it's got the tzuris kli, then it's muchan me'elav, it has a din of hachana going into Shabbos, and perhaps we maintain that hachana even after it's broken. That's only when it has the tzuris hakli. And Rabbi Yehuda would agree that if you have the full-fledged tzuris hakli, then if it's broken, as long as it maintains its tzuris hakli, it has the same status as shivrei kelim d'alma. If they still have the same tzuris hakli, and they are makabel tuma, and here also it's mufka from muktzah, it doesn't have the din of muktzah. Where does Rabbi Yehuda disagree with the Chachamim? Only in a case where it is so broken that although I have some far out use from it, but that use is completely gone as far as the original manufacturing of the kli. We've got a tzuris hakli, which is completely obliterated, says Rabbi Yehuda. Here we're going to use kelim d'alma in Hilchus Tum as a standard for Shabbos, and therefore there's going to be an isur tiltul. There's no such thing as a kli tashmish that would save and salvage the shame kli, neither in Hilchus Tumas kelim as far as Kabbalah's Tuma, nor in Hilchus Shabbos as far as isur tiltul. What we need is the original kli, bitzuraso, and that we don't have. That's because Rabbi Yehuda stretches his arm out to kelim d'alma. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, holds name. We're going to use as our standard kli cheres. And in kli cheres, there's a special gzeres hakosav that kli cheres, even after shvira, still maintains its status as a kli. It's mekabel tuma. I'm sorry, it's mekabel tuma. Why? Because even though it doesn't have a tzuris hakli, it has a shimush, it has some sort of use. The shame tashmish is enough to maintain the shame kli. So come along the chachamim, and they take kli cheres as the standard for the isur tiltul that was established by the chachamim on Shabbos, and they say that isur tiltul will apply if there's no tzuris hakli and there's no shimush hakli. But if there's no tzuris hakli, but there is a tashmish hakli and it has a shame kli tashmish, is then, say the Chacham, likely cheres in Tumah, it maintains its shame, again, only because it was created as a kli. It had a tzuris hakli originally. Once it was manufactured as a tzuris hakli and it has the shame kli, that shame kli is sustainable despite the hefsei tzuris hakli as long as it has the status of a kli tashmish. What happens if I take a kli and I throw it in the garbage? Zoktaisvis and glima, even if I throw it in the garbage, Erev Shabbos, insofar as it has the tzuris hakli, it's a complete kli, then my action of throwing it in the garbage is meaningless to remove the hachana, which blocks muktzah in a complete kli that has the tzuris hakli. If the cheft is a cheftz shel kli, you cannot be docha v'yadayim and remove the hachana and make it muktzah. But if the kli is only a kli because of my personal tashmish, then the halach in shivrei kelim is once nifsed a tzuraso and I take that kli and I throw it in the garbage, like the case of my gufas hachavis, is then certainly, says Rav Papa, it becomes muktzah. Omar Rav Nachman, let's see if we can build on what we said. just want to add one point before we get to Rav Nach. Rav Yehuda Sheet in the Lishna Kam. Rav Yehuda says that there's no reason to use Kli Cheres as your standard for Hilchas Shabbos. Why not use Kelim D'Alma? In Kelim D'Alma, the same Kli depends upon Tzuras HaKli. It loses its Tzuras HaKli, Shivrei Kelim, it's not Mekabel Tuma. That is the same status or the same definition or criterion that should apply to Hilchas Shabbos. That Tiltul Kelim, unless you have the Cheftza Shel Kli and the Tzuras Kli, it is Paka Shem Kli, and therefore it's also the Tiltul. Maybe, Rabbosai, we could say a little bit of a different Knation of Yehuda. Because you could ask the question and raise the objection of Yehuda, why not look at Kli Cheres? Why do you choose Kalim D'Alma? You know, you've got wooden Kalim, and I don't know, today we have plastic Kalim and all. Why do you use that as your criterion? Once the Torah is broken through in Kli Cheres to establish that even without the Tzuras HaKli, as long as it's a Kli Tashmish, it still maintains its status as a Kli, and it's Mekabel Tumah, why not apply that to the Shabbos? So I was thinking that maybe you could say the following. There are certain dinim in Tumas Kelim that reflect the shame Kli, and those are universal dinim. But there are certain dinim in Hilchas Kelim that reflect Tumah and Kabbalah's Tumah. They have nothing to do with the Shem Kli. Does Rav Yehuda understood that the Gzeres HaKosuv that applies to Kli Cheres is not meant to elevate the status of Shivrei Kli Cheres to that of a Kli? Fakir, he learned there was a din in Tumah. That in a Kabbalah's Tumah there's a Gzeres HaKosuv, that something that's not a complete Kli nevertheless is Mekabel Tumah. And what would be the case of something that in Hilchas Tumah, even though it's not a complete Kli, it's not a bona fide, first-rate Kli, it still is Mekabel Tumah? That's Shivrei Kli Cheres. The Gzeres HaKosuv of Shivrei Kli Cheres is a unique halach, it's a din mesuyim in Kabbalah's Tumah. That's nothing to do with the same Kli. The Chachamim thought that if Kli Cheres are considered Kalim as far as Kabbalah's Tumah is concerned, and then Mekabel Tumah even after Hefsid Tzurasam, as long as it's got some Tashmish Koldu, the Rabbanan extrapolated from that the same Kli continues to exist. Again, if there was a Tzurasa Kli in its manufacturing, even after Hefsid Tzurah, through the Shimush HaKli. The Shimush HaKli sustains the original Shem Kli despite the Hefsid Tzurah. Says Rabbi Yehuda, that's not necessarily so. Perhaps the halacha of Kli Cheres, of Shirei Kli Cheres, is halacha in Hilchas Tumah. That the Torah was mechadesh, that even though, because Rabbi Yehuda says, what's going on over here? All of a sudden, Kli Cheres, we have a different standard for what a Kli is? If we've already seen that Hefsid Tzurah completely undermines the Shem Kli, why shouldn't that apply to Kli Cheres? So I know what you'll tell me, Gzeres HaKosuv. Fine. But Rabbi Yehuda said, name. It's a Gzeres HaKosuv, not in Hilchas Kelim. The Torah didn't take Shivrei Kli Cheres and elevate it to the status of a Kli. It's a separate halacha in Kabbalah's Tumah. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda is forced, he has no choice, but to accept Kelim D'Alma as his standard for Shivrei Kelim, and Shivrei Kelim is Paka Shem Kli. In the Lishna Basra of the Gemara, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees to two points. Number one, that Hilchas Shabbos, as far as the Gzeres Tiltul Kelim, borrows its standard from Kli Cheres, and not from Shar Kelim. And number two, that the halach of Kli Cheres, that Shivrei Kli Cheres, Bama Kabbal Tumah, Bitaris Kelim, that halacha is not just a halacha that's circumcised, that's limited to Shabbos, to Tumah, but it's a universal halacha in Shem Kli, that Kli Cheres maintains its Shem Kli as long as it has a Tashmish, and therefore it's Mutter B'Tiltul, and even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that. Where does Rabbi Yehuda disagree? That's only if it breaks on Shabbos. If it breaks on Shabbos, then you have a problem whether you can transfer the Hachan of Erev Shabbos to this Shever Kli. And the answer is, even though the Shever Kli has a status of a Kli, but nevertheless it never had a Hachan. It was a Dover Shalom Bol Yolam. It was Nolad. But what's fascinating, again, just to repeat, that with regard to Shivrei Kelim that he threw in the garbage, there, Rav Huna and Rav Papa points out that in such a case is Hakashem Kli. Why? Because since it was Shever Kali and the Tzur is gone, the only thing that maintains the Shem Kli is the Tashmish, that's already a din in the Gavra. The Gavra to decide whether or not he designates the Kli for that Tashmish. And now we'll see Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says the following. Hani Livni, right? He's got these blocks. What are they called in English? Not blocks, bricks. Yeah, great, excellent bricks. The Ishtayer mi Benayayer, you know, he used up most of the bricks for his building, but he's got some surplus bricks. Shari l'tiltalinu. Why? The Chazu l'mizga alayim. You can sit on them. You can use it as a base Moshe. Sharginu, but if he piles them up, they're yay high, you know, it's too high for most of us to sit on. Maybe Og could sit on it, I don't know. It's variak to him. So Rashi says the following. Hishlim binyono vinisvaser, who may hashtalo kaiba libinyon el leshev alehem. Right, he doesn't need it now for construction purposes. He'll use it for yeshiva purpose. And Rashi says, toras kli alehem. I want to call your attention to those three words in Rashi. Sharginu, however, if he piles them up one on top of the other, vadai akteinu litzorech binyan acher. I don't get it, Rabosai. This Gemara for me. I'm not again. I can't. I can't force my prejudices on you. I can only try to do that, but I can never succeed. But this Gemara is antithetical to everything I know about Perikol HaKelim. If I take a kipshuta. Because Rashi is telling me that these Livni have a Torah's Kli Aleihem. If they have a Torah's Kli Aleihem, then what does Rashi mean? Akteinu. Akteinu haint, akteinu margin. It makes no difference. There's no such din as akteinu with regard to Kalim. We never found such halacha. Where is the precedent in Hilchas Kalim, in Tiltum Kalim on Shabbos, that if I decide that this Kali is not going to be used by me, therefore it becomes mukta? And that's what we discussed, Rav Osa, with regard to the glima. In the glima, it's even more dramatic. What did he do with the glima?
No, he
threw it in the garden.
It's the opposite. In the glima itself, it started with a feet, and you want to say it's part of the garden. Here, it started as not a feet.
Excellent, excellent. Beautiful. He said, Isaac, thank you so much. Rav Osa, this case of Livni has to be understood, I think, in the context of everything we're discussing until now. Livni has no Tzuras HaKli. And we said, let's go back to Hilchas Kabbalas Tumah. If you have something, even though it has a function, but it doesn't have a Tzuras Kli, and you didn't manufacture it as such, then it doesn't have a Shem Kli. And therefore, it's not a Kabbal Tumah. It's like I'm convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that we should not read Rashi and come to the conclusion that Livni would be Makabal Tumah. For sure it would not be Makabal Tumah. And why? Because it's lacking a Tzuras Kli. It's just a block. It doesn't have any shape to it, any design to it. It's not manufactured with a receptacle in it. It doesn't have a base kibble. Nothing. In Hilchas Tumah, for sure it wouldn't have a Shem Kli. What's Rashi saying? Rashi is saying that I can take something in Hilchas Shabbos as far as Issur Tiltul Kelim and I can elevate it to a Shem Kli, and that's a special halacha in Shem Kli of Shabbos by designating for Shimush. Until now I used it for construction. Now, what am I going to do with it? So if I can't do anything with it, Enochinami. Mimar of Shachet doesn't have a Shem Kli. It doesn't have a Shem Kli b'Toras. Tzuras HaKli. It doesn't have a Shem Kli b'Torah Tashmish because I'm not using it for anything. So for sure, let's find the polybils of the Pshita that it would be also b'Tiltul. So after Rashi, but name, since it has no other function for construction, it has a Shem Kli in Hilchas Shabbos because it has a different function. What can I use it for? I can use it for sitting. Ooh, I could use it for sitting. That gives it a Shem Kli as far as Shabbos is concerned. Ba'medvar ma'murim, if it's sitting on the ground and it's not piled one on top of the other. Once I pile it up one on top of the other, what do I reveal? What do I indicate? Then I'm not interested in sitting on it. If I'm not interested in sitting on it, then it's not a Kli Tashmish. When do we engender the Shem Kli Tashmish? To be mafkia, according to the Chachamim Shita, to be mafkia. The Issur Tiltul Kelim, that's only when I have an intention to use it for a certain shimush. But here, I piled one brick on top of the other. indicating clearly that I have no interest in using it for yeshiva, that I have no interest in using it for yeshiva. So in Mo'ed Shabbos, it's not a kli. Even in Hilchos Shabbos, it's not a kli in universal terms because it doesn't have a tzuras kli. And by the way, kli cheres would make no difference here because, as we pointed out in Perek A, the Rambam establishes that even with regard to kli cheres, it's only a kli for Kabbalah's tum if it was manufactured with the tzuras kli. Then later on, the chiddush of cheres is that shivrei kelim, because it has the shame tashmish, that's enough to engender the shame kli. But here, it was never manufactured with the tzuras kli. It was never a kli b'chefta. As far as tumas kelim is concerned, it would never be makabel tumah. Narvas in Shabbos, we have a new halacha, and that's the chacham shita Rabbi Yehuda, namely that the shame kli tashmish is sufficient to remove the iser tiltul. Chachamim say, yeah, that's true. If it's very smooth and there's a brick that goes yay high and I can sit on it, then it's got a shame kli tashmish to it, and therefore there's no iser tiltul. But if I pile one on top of the other and I'm not interested in shimush, then it doesn't have neither this nor that. It doesn't have shame kli b'taras tzuras kli. It doesn't have shame kli b'taras tashmish, and therefore it's also the tiltul. By the way, we don't have that much time, but just as on the side, as we say, and then we'll finish up the Shia Mitzvah. There's a Ramban on Daf Mem Hei that's very important. We mentioned it in passing many, many months ago about where the Tanai works in Muktzah. And the Ramban is of the opinion that if you made a Tanai, for example, let's say Ner, in the case of Ner, it's called Manchu Dolek, it's Muktzah. And what about Liachar Kibui? So we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and it's Muktzah. Is the Ramban says that if he made it tonight going into Shabbos, then it's not Muktzah Liachar Kibui. And tonight works, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. So I think the answer is that since Ner has a Shem Kli, the only din of Muktzah that you could engender is if there was no tonight. Meaning, What the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is that you could take a kli and you could be makzit midaitcha, but here the haktzah is not inherent in the kli. The ner itself is a functional ner. It's got a tzuras haklihi, it's got a tashmish, it's got everything. Narvas, you decided to use it to light your candle, right? Let's call it a basis l'shal heves, whatever it might be, correct? So insofar as it's a basis l'shal heves, it takes on the halacha that the normal hachana that's sort of built into every kli is blocked, is undermined by the fact that you designated it for your hadlaka. Comes on the Ramban and he says, what? You're telling me that because I designated for hadlaka, therefore the hachana is completely undermined through this haktzah. I negate the hachana, says the Ramban, but I made it tonight. In other words, there was a built-in, so to speak, inherent hachana to the kli, to the ner, going into Shabbos. The only problem is, I was makted. If I was makted for the sake of shalheves, as a basis, etc., etc., is then it becomes muktzah, says the Ramban. But since you're talking about the lack of hachana, there you can make a tanai, and it lends itself to hachana. As opposed to something which is muktzah begufo, in and of itself it's muktzah, not because it's a basis l'davar asur, there tanai wouldn't help, because going into Shabbos, it's muktzah, and hachana is antithetical to muktzah. And that's, I think, very similar to what we're discussing here with regard to tashmishim, that tashmishim is something that depends upon you. As Yitzchak Isaac said very well, you have to designate it for tashmishim to engender the shame kli, because in and of itself it really doesn't have a shame kli. Innately, you know, and in terms of itself, it doesn't have a shame kli. That's a fancy word, by the way, if you're writing English. Innate. No, that's a great word. Yeah. Inherent, innate, those are my favorite words. Innately, it doesn't have a shame kli because it doesn't look like a kli. It's just a block of whatever it is. Okay, Rabbos, I just want to wrap things up and take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Levanim shenisharu min abinyan, harein kechli shemalachto leheter, So Rabbosai, there are two ways of reading this Rambam, and I'm strongly prejudiced in one way, because I think the Rambam is really saying exactly what we just said. What the Rambam says is that the reason why you remove mukta, in this case a levenim, is mishum mipnei shera'uyim lahasev. Notice, the Rambam doesn't say that yichdom, you know, that he engendered a new shame kli, and this becomes a moshav. The Rambam is not saying it's a moshav. The Rambam knows very well that this is not really a kli, because it doesn't have a tzuris kli. What the Rambam is saying is that the tashmish that I can use it for, that's the emphasis on re'uyim lahasev. The Rambam doesn't say yichdeim lahasev. If it's re'uyim lahasev, then it has a chaloshem klish tashmish, and therefore it's not osu betiltul. But says the Rambam, in tzavar osam, and therefore it's in your mind at least, it's no longer roy lahasev. In other words, you did something to indicate, to reveal your das, that you don't want it as a kli tashmish, is then hare hiktam. It means he was mafkir the shame kli. But Rabbo said, be very careful here. His haktzah cannot remove a shame kli. Ah, says the Rambam, Edvar Amurim, if it has a full fledged shame kli bechefta, if it's got a tzuris hakli, then his haktzah cannot remove the shame kli. But if, as far as the cheft is concerned, it's not a moshav, it's not a kli, narvas, it's roy for a tashmish, oh, that's already a different halacha. That depends upon whether you're makta it for such or you're not makta it for such, in one direction or the other. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, this is the last sugya on the page. Cheres ktano, you have a small piece of cheres. Mutal etaltel bechotzer, but not bekarmelis. Rav Nachman says afilu bekarmelis. Al bushus rabim lo. Rav Amar Afilu Bershus HaRav. Says Rashi B'chotzer Tishchichi Ba'kelim. So therefore, you can. It's commonplace. It's probable, possible, or likely that he might have a need to use this piece of cheres as a kisui for his kidei. I don't get it, Rav Mosai. If we're saying that there's no iser tiltal on this cheres because it's a bottle cap, then it has a shame kli. If it has a shame kli, what difference does it make whether it's in a chotzer, whether it's in a karolis, whether it's in rishus harabim? Where do we find that a kli, in order to be muta betiltul on Shabbos, has to be omed l'shimush in that particular location? And what happens if I have a certain kind of kli that they use zechveis in Africa and they don't use it here? So therefore it's pakashem kli and now it's also betiltul? The whole sugya is mirapsa nigra. It doesn't make any sense. Why should the din of isa tiltul in kalim depend upon where the kli is located?
Usage,
but if it's a kli... If it's a kli, who cares? If it has a usage somewhere. Could you imagine if I would tell you that in Kabbalah's Tumah, something that is located in a chotzer is makabel Tumah? If it's in a karmelis, it's not makabel Tumah. Where do we find such a thing? Still, the answer is in the Ramban. The Ramban says that the cheres that we're talking about in this sugya is shivrei kelim. Enoch Inami says the Ramban, had it been a kli gomor v'shalem, if there was a tzuras kli, if it was manufactured l'chatchila as a bottle cap, and you know, you go to a store, you know, that sells bottles, and they sell on this side, they sell bottles, here they sell bottle caps, then Enoch Inami, what difference to make if it's in a chatz or a karmelis or it's in a shusaravim? Zok the Ramban, name. We're talking about a cheres ktano means a chip of a broken vessel. You had a china vessel and it broke. Is now we're talking about something that the entire shame kli that could be matir isatiltul is because of shimush. Ah, azok to gemara. Is it royal shimush? Is it not royal shimush? In a chatzur it is, in a kavos it's not, and all the sheep is put together. So Rabbi Bosai, just to summarize, there are two different criterion for a shame kli. One is it needs a tzuras hakli, nifsid tzuras, and the Rambam says it's pakashem kli, and therefore it is not makabel tumah, and therefore be osur betiltul. But we have a different criterion, which in Hilchos Tumas Kelim is derived from kli cheres, and that is even if hufsid shem tzuras hakli, and as far as the cheft is concerned, it's not a kli, it doesn't look like a kli, it's not described as a kli, it cannot claim the status of a kli, nevertheless, it has a shem kli because of its tashmish. The Rabbanan, in the first Lishna, accepted Kli Tashmish as the criterion for Hilchos Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda rejected it. But in the second Lishna, even Rabbi Yehuda is on board, and therefore the Shem Tashmish, even though it's not a Chefs Shel Kli, is enough to maintain the Shem Kli and remove the Isur Tiltol. But we have to understand that it's still not a full-fledged Kli. It's a secondary, inferior status Kli. And therefore, if you throw it in the garbage, there's a halacha that you are mafkia, the tashmish, it's no longer only the tashmish. The Gemara goes a step further and says that not only if you throw it in the garbage, even if you didn't throw it in the garbage, but you're in a location where there are no kalim, and therefore you won't use it for that tashmish, and you don't use it as a bottle cap, then it becomes also the tilt. Okay then? So it doesn't have a tzuris kli. Yeah, it doesn't look like a macha.
Even you would use it maybe for.
But nobody else uses it.
So there, everyone else is throwing. So the ashpa, that's enough to become a tzuris.
So that, then I could hear two tzadu. One side would say it depends on whether you have in mind to use it, and the other side is to say that maybe the oil determines. You know, if the oil would throw it in the garbage, then you can't even call it a kli tashmish. Even that basic definition of kli tashmish is pukim.
Is that the direction in the rounds? It's the tzura of the original.
Correct. Every kli has the original tzura. It's a beautiful idea.
An ice cube tray.
Yeah.
And you broke it in half. It's still perfectly usable as an ice cube tray. It doesn't have tzura san, but it has tzura kli.
Yeah. Then I would say that it's definitely a kli. It's makabel tumah, even if it's not a kli cheres. You know, that would be me'ain malachton. You know, I can't make 12 ice cubes, but I can make 6 ice cubes. You know what I mean? As long as I can make ice cubes, it has a tzura san kli. That's how I view this point. Yeah. Okay.